This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 Nanaimo.
An organization called Harm Reduction Victoria has launched what it calls a guerrilla needle exchange in downtown Victoria in the middle of a so-called no-go zone, an area that has been off-limits for needle distribution for a year. Kim Toombs is a member of Harm Reduction Victoria, and she joins us on the line today. Welcome to People First Radio, Kim.
Hi.
Why is Harm Reduction Victoria operating a guerrilla needle exchange?
Well, a year ago now, as of May 31st, the Vancouver Island Health Authority closed down the fixed site needle exchange because it was actually evicted. There was a lawsuit that was put up against the Ministry of Health and the Vancouver Island Health Authority and trickled down to AIDS Vancouver Island. That was they were sued by some of the neighbors in the neighborhood there. So because there was the Cormorant Street location where the needle exchange was originally had been vastly underfunded for many, many years, and so the services were completely inadequate to meet the need that was happening in Victoria. So there was a lot of people spilling out onto the street. There was a lot of open drug use. So this happened, and so the eviction happened a year ago. So what happened was that VHA moved to a mobile service, and it was supposed to be a temporary measure, but it's been a year now, and they engaged in a community consultation process that at this point appears to be part of the barrier to actually getting a fixed site needle exchange up and running again. So we basically have said enough is enough, and so we established a guerrilla needle exchange on May 31st after a year of not having one. Also in an area that's called the no-go zone, which is a service-restricted area where the outreach workers from AIDS Vancouver Island are restricted from entering and delivering any harm reduction services in a two-block radius around St. Andrews Elementary School. And the issue with this is that many of the large services that people who are homeless and who use drugs access are right in that area. And it's a high-traffic area where a lot of people will sleep. There's a lot of alcoves and buildings. People eat there. They access services. And it's also a community gathering point for a lot of people in Victoria who use illicit drugs and who are homeless. So it really denies people their right to access essential health services right where they are, which is one of the premises of a harm reduction philosophy, which VHA supposedly adheres to. So we just decided that enough is enough. We're going to establish one in the no-go zone. And we don't feel that it's adequate by no means to be doing it this way. And we don't want to be doing the work of VHA by no means. We're sort of doing this for an indefinite period of time, and we'll just see what happens from here.
Kim, Shannon Turner, who's the Director of Public Health for the Vancouver Island Health Authority, was quoted in the Victoria Times columnist as saying that passing out needles downtown near an elementary school could endanger community efforts to find a fixed distribution site. What's your response to that comment?
Well, and that's really strange because, once again, if VHA is supposed to be adhering to harm reduction philosophy, then they would have the basic knowledge and understanding that harm reduction services actually improve the safety of a community by providing spaces not only for people to be able to drop off syringes and access new ones. It also provides people with education around safer drug use, and it also provides folks with a place to be, like especially if there's a drop-in space where people can access resources and services. And so without those services and without the opportunity for people to discard of their syringes in an appropriate way, safe and appropriate way, then there's bound to be more chaos on the street because people are more desperate. And that's just going to increase over time. So, it's shocking to hear that kind of stuff come out of the mouths of folks when they're apparently supposed to be upholding a harm reduction philosophy.
Right. A Victoria Police spokesman, Sergeant Grant Hamilton, was quoted in the Times columnist Wednesday as saying that the needle exchange you've been operating shows a lack of common sense and will discredit your organization. What's your response to that?
Well, once again, I think, I think what he was referring to was doing it in this by the school. I need to just also let you know that our needle exchange is operating from 7 to 11 at night. So it's not at any time when the school is open. And secondly, we are also making sure that you know, if there is any extra discarded stuff around the street, that we are actually going out and cleaning it up. We're sending out a cleanup crew every morning at 6 a.m. to make sure that anything that's around that area is cleaned up. However, that being said, it goes back to my original, you know, thing that with a harm reduction, with appropriate harm reduction services for people, you know, in that area, right where people are, and the school has existed by those services for a long time. You know, like this isn't mm-hmm. a new thing. So, but now with all this media attention around the needle exchange and the school and the parents sort of being in an uproar, because what had happened was originally VHA had bought a building and they were going to put the needle exchange in closer to the school than it was originally. But the school got upset, and so they backtracked. They backtracked really far and then implemented this no-go zone. So, you know, this is, and it seemed, this whole issue seems to have gotten, for a while there, seemed to have gotten lost mm-hmm. around the issues of the school. And really what is being lost in all this is the fact that no one seems to be actually talking about the issues that people who use drugs are actually facing without the access to these essential health services. And that's the message that we're trying to get out. So when we hear the police saying we're going to lose credibility, right now we feel that the people that we need to be the most credible with are the folks who need to be accessing the services. So those are people who use drugs. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's really who we're trying to work with here.
Kim, what are the next steps in this process? You referenced the community process that was underway earlier, and from what I gather, wasn't moving along quickly or effectively.
Yeah, well, the VHA has a needle exchange advisory committee that they struck to, and the basic premise of it was to find a fixed site location. However, it's, you know, obviously it's been a year now, and they've come up with several options on various occasions, but every single option has been, you know, never accepted based upon its location or, I think it's been mostly location, actually. And, you know, because the folks who primarily make up this this committee are the police, neighborhood associations, downtown businesses. You have a couple of, like, you have service providers engaging in this process, too. And very sort of a token approach with people who use drugs, like, you know, having one representative or something like that from such a vast and diverse many communities of people who use drugs to address the various needs that, you know, so not really making any attempt to actually speak with people who use drugs. So what it seems like is that they're basing public health policy on issues of enforcement, business and, you know, private property. Mm-hmm. And they're letting that essentially dictate public health policy at this point. And obviously that's not going anywhere. And so the process is clearly flawed. Originally they had said, you know, this is a temporary measure, and they put a 6-month timeline to it. And then they put a year timeline to it. And then the other day when I was listening to Shannon Turner speak on CBC, she had said, you know, they're going to try to have something in place by the end of 2009. And that's just completely unacceptable for people to be able to go for this long without access to the services, access to an essential health care service for folks. Mm-hmm.
Well, Kim, this is a continuing story, no doubt, and we will be following it here. And perhaps we can speak with you in the weeks to come to see how things are moving along.
Absolutely. That would be great.
Thanks very much for taking the time to join us from Victoria today.
No problem. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye, Kim.
Okay. Bye.
Kim Toombs is a spokesperson for Harm Reduction Victoria, an organization that has been operating a guerrilla needle exchange in Victoria.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society, broadcast on Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of these organizations.